The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Mitt Romney goes to Israel and makes statements that seem to confuse reporters. We'll try to figure out why after this. On his campaign visit to Jerusalem, candidate Mitt Romney got an enthusiastic welcome from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You've been a personal friend of mine and a strong friend of the state of Israel.
So strong a friend, in fact, that one of Romney's aides implied to reporters that if Israel felt it had to bomb Iran's nuclear program, a Romney administration would respect that decision. That sounded tantalizingly close to what we call news, since it appeared to differ from official U.S. policy. So on Face the Nation, CBS correspondent Jan Crawford asked him to clarify.
Would you or would you not then support Israel's bombing of Iran?
That would be a statement which would be of a different nature than what our nation has already expressed with regards to Iran.
A good diplomatic response, communicating approximately nothing. But then he gave a campaign speech to Israeli campaign donors, which again seemed tantalizingly close to containing some content.
We cannot stand silent as those who seek to undermine Israel voice their criticisms, and we certainly should not join in that criticism. Diplomatic distance in our public between our nations emboldens Israel's adversaries.
He said, diplomatic distance in our public between our nations emboldens Israel's adversaries. Now, there's a little grammatical awkwardness there, but he seems to be saying that U.S. diplomats should never express in public any disagreement with Israel, which would fix the ambiguity problem. In the future, if reporters find themselves confused about where Mr. Romney stands, they can just ask Mr. Netanyahu. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.